Probably had made that, I don't know. Because he could cut them and he could refinish the back of them. So he might have made them there, truly.
What a versatile man.
We just lost him just about 2 years ago.
What wood did he use to make this up?
Oh, I wouldn't know that. Because I...
Sounds as though he enjoyed his work and enjoyed planning his things.
Yes, and not only that, but he could look at your floor and tell you what part of the country that wood came from.
Gee, it's...
I'm sorry that I don't know that. But it would be a wood that was... He used a heavy wood. That was the only thing. He'd used real heavy stuff to work with. But now this buffet that he made even had glass doors, you know, the little squares, like that deal. And then, of course, it wasn't as wide as the... Well, it might have been about as wide as the buffet I have there. But this had the little flat place, and then... seemed like he had a little deal up on the back of that too, and all on that was a mirror, and inside that part was a mirror, then just a little tiny shelving across that deal, but it had drawers in the center, and then had doors on the side that the dishes could be placed in, and these doors were made up of little pieces of glass this size that he had placed in there.
My
it was beautiful.
Goodness.
Well, we still have it in our family. My sister took it home with her, and she lives at Springdale, Arkansas. So she still has that. And I was too long going to get this, what we call that, that chef robe deal or what have you. And the fellow who bought the house let the secondhand man come and get it.
Oops.
I'm just sick about it. And an antique rock. That went in that deal too.
That's annoying.
And they had what we called a washstand. Have you seen one of those?
Yes.
And of course they are low because they truly were a washstand that the washpan stayed on, maybe with a pitcher of water or close to the well or maybe just anywhere if the well was close to the back porch. And I also lost that too. And it just had drawers in it. It had one long drawer and then two little sharp drawers, then one door that would be maybe a square about like this. But that would be all it would be in a washstand, see.
Gee, that's too bad. Did you have anything that you could hang your clothes in that was movable? Sort of a closet on wheels?
No.
Were those at all common here?
I can't remember. Now this deal that I'm talking about that my uncle had made, now that would be about the nearest that I would know of like that. Now he had closets in his home, but now he had lived there so many years in this one place, I just don't know why he built that either. Of course, he built the house, though, that he lived in, too, so he might have had it before he even built that house. He built his house, and he built Grandpa's and Grandma's house that was next door to him.
This thing with the casters on, was it ever called a wardrobe or anything, or is that a familiar piece of furniture to you?
Yes, I guess it could have been. Some people would have called it that. I'm sure.
Did your house have an upstairs? Well, it did. You mentioned
when I lived
here
in Harmony, yes.